Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 25th of May of the year 2020. Today marks National Memorial Day as well, so take time to remember something today. And in history, on this date, in 240 BC, there was the first recorded perihelion passage of what is now called Halley's Comet, the harbinger of all conspiracy theories. And in 1085, on this date, Alfonso VI of Castile took Toledo in Spain back from the Moors. Apparently, they voided the warranty. Your guest today on the podcast is Flapjack Lumberjack and celebrity spokesperson Alison Spittle. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much for having me, Alice. Thank you. Oh, another cousin dead. I thought I got them all. But the family tree is very large. My father, quite a promiscuous man. Even though that doesn't produce cousins.
Maybe it's indicative of a family tendency, though.
Absolutely. And I just wanted to shame him. Shame on you, Dad. Shame on you. Which is the reason why I do all podcasts, to shame my father.
Just slut shame your dad.
Yeah, exactly. I slut shame my dad for having me. I'm like, look what you've done.
Coming up today on our top story, we'll be talking all the latest in disinformation news, but first, some headlines of stories that we won't have time for. In the news today, worrying news out of Italy as disgraced Italian Senator Dorothy the Dinosaur has been hospitalised with an undisclosed dinosaur condition after her return from a period of imprisonment on the well-known Dinosaur Island. Dorothy was briefly scheduled for termination last month after spreading coronavirus through Italy during her now notorious Hugs tour, but was released and pardoned after violent protests. Now, Captain Feathersword has had to put the Italian armed services on standby in case of further unrest by concerned citizens trying to bring flowers and hugs to the stricken senator. But so far, public displays have been restricted to candlelit vigils and socially responsible virtual hug-ins. Silvio Berlusconi has been detained, suspected of possibly sabotaging Dorothy the Dinosaur in revenge for a viral vomit mime she did after a recent Zoom scandal where Berlusconi's penis appeared on screen during a national address. All of our best wishes to Dorothy the Dinosaur and hopes for a swift recovery. Have you been following Dorothy the Dinosaur's imprisonment, Alison?
I have. I've been following her Bungasaurus parties that she's been having before this whole pandemic came down. And Dorothy has, you know, she's changed her behavior. Before it was the Bungasaurus parties, and now it's hugging. And you know, we have to praise her for her change in behavior. You can't just stop what you're doing straight away. You have to level it down a bit. And I think she's done well.
Yeah, well, certainly she is so beloved of the Italian people. So it's it's a wonderful thing that she's done so much good, particularly with her charitable work. So let's all hope that she gets better soon. Meanwhile, in an attempt to rehabilitate their reputation on the world stage, the sinister and mysterious octopus tribes of New Zealand have announced the launch of a new reality TV channel, which will stream on all terrestrial networks at 6 p.m. every evening over the top of whatever is programmed, whether you want it to or not. According to the press release, the new Tentacle Hour, as it's being dubbed, is intended to create a feeling of trust and sympathy for the octopus tribes people by making their inscrutable concerns into bingeable influencer content. The channel's Instagram page already has ads for weight loss teas and face-tuned booty pics of octopus-optimized scrunch butt leggings, which on eight legs have to be seen to be believed. And meanwhile in Wales, cloud bursting, a weather experiment to combat climate change-induced aridity, has had some unforeseen outcomes for a small town in Wales, which has woken up to no weather. Residents looking outside have been unable to determine whether it's a nice day or not. The forecast is equally ambiguous, with all satellites just reporting a big question mark over Llandudno North, the closest mapped region to this small Welsh town, whose claim to fame was hitherto only that its name is impossible to spell, pronounce or remember. Residents of the town have begun a letter-writing campaign saying this will take them off the map completely, but nobody's sure where to reply to the letters. Sources suggest that only Santa Claus knows. And that's all the time we have for the headlines of the stories that we don't have time for today, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because if you're going to go out and risk your life to go back to work, you might as well spend the money you make on any one or more of the following goods and services. This episode of the podcast is brought to you by the new Ringtastic Wonder Game. Ringtastic, a series of rings assorted near and sometimes within or maybe above each other. Negotiate your way through or with the rings. Are they linked? They look like it. By the makers of Wonder Product. Ringtastic, the Wonder Game. You'll wonder how to play it. Period products are hard to sell. How do you demonstrate their functionality and effectiveness without disgusting people who don't like the very idea of menstrual output? Simply douse your product with up to half a glass of water. Half a glass of water, the squeamish scientist's blood substitute of choice. Half a glass of water, spoken by Alice Fraser for the Interior Redecoration Society of North Wombton. Half a glass of water will not adequately represent many of the substances that actually occur in the beautiful process of uterine re-renovation. Please consult a doctor or your nearest uterus for details.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And that's all the time we have for your ads right now, because now it's time for your top story.
The Last Post.
Your top story, disinformation news, brought to you by Alison Spittle. Alison, what is happening in the world of disinformation right now?
Well, I think our whole lives have been a disinformation. We've believed that the moon was a real thing. It's not a real thing at all. It's a fake thing. To describe the thing it is would be hard for me, but I feel that the moon is just a hologram. I feel that's the wrong word. It is a hologram. It is a hologram. And our whole lives have been a lie, and I think the government have been behind the big moon industry. They've wanted to make the moon into a reality TV show location for their new reality TV show Handjob Island, which is a very true They've decided not to lie to people about what the reality show is about. It's about handjobs. It's about the distribution of handjobs. the giving and taking of hand jobs. And it's a wonderful show. It's a wonderful show, but I don't see why they had to hide the location by saying the moon is real. Instead, just having it as a hologram, but really, it's a location for Handjob Island. I hope that makes sense, Alice.
It absolutely does. Is it true? I haven't watched Handjob Island.
Yes.
Is it true that the kind of ceremony at the end, the particular selector, the person in the middle who's choosing between the hand jobs, hands his chosen person a ring for their finger, and he gives them a finger ring? Is that true?
Yes, that is true. But the thing is, the partner can choose whether to share the fingering with that person or just take it all. So that's where they just cut off the hand, and that person can use that for whatever they need. It's quite a horrific image, Alice, but we are living in horrific times. It's basically, and I think a lot of people would enter it, you know, 50-50 chance you might lose your hand.
Yeah, they would.
Or receive a hand job on television. We've been inundated. They've been inundated with entries so far. It's been quite horrific.
I mean, it sounds it. And I'm afraid that's all the time we have for our top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. This letter comes in from Gretchen. Hello, Alice and esteemed guest. That's you today, Alison.
Aha!
I adore your show for many reasons, and I thank you for your good work. The alarm clock bit at the beginning of the show, I do so admire the authority and decisiveness with which the alarm is switched off. At first I thought it was being done by a morning person who can't wait to get up and enjoy a new day, but now I'm beginning to wonder if the person switching off the alarm is a person who has firmly decided that he or she is not even remotely considering getting out of bed at that moment. Could you share with me and the rest of your listeners any information about that alarm clock switcher offer? All the best, Gretchen in Michigan. (Not the governor, ). Thank you so much for your letter, Gretchen. I'm afraid I don't know where that alarm clock sound comes from. Alison, you've got any ideas?
I think it comes from the alarm clock factory. That person is testing alarm clocks. That is their job. And they've been working all through this pandemic because it is essential work. And what you hear is just what they hear. How many times an alarm clock will go off in a minute? Let's say 40 times, and then multiply that by... there's 25 hours in a day, and they work it's a lot of alarm sounds that person doesn't even hear alarm sounds because they're just so used to it. They just feel a vibration and they put their hand towards it. I to be honest with you, I was going to be honest with you, but now I'm not, Alice. I refuse.
I think it's actually just a sample alarm clock sound. There was a young man called John in a shoe shop somewhere in England, and he sent in a bunch of sample sounds, and I think a lot of those sounds get used in podcasts around the place, but he never went on to do anything with his life, so probably not relevant. That's all the time we have for your letters to the editor. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We are here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every day, and go to the feed to see all the old versions stretching back in time like a memorial to the passing of your life. Your guest today on the podcast was Alison Spittle. Alison, have you got anything to plug?
Yeah, don't drink coffee. That's my big plug. I've had a brain coffee thing. I'm on Twitter and on Instagram at Alison Spittle. I have a coffee account as well. I run a film night, and I think I'm gonna have a podcast by the time this comes out. I have an old one called the Alison Spittle Show, but if you search in your podcast thing, you should find another podcast that I will have on. Yeah. Oh.
Well, it'll come out today, so it should be there today.
Yes.
The last post is a something else, Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Hello, I'm Jay Rayner, and I host the Out to Lunch podcast, where I take fabulous guests out for lunch and grill them to a turn. For now, whilst lockdown reigns supreme, we're staying in for lunch instead, and we've got great company. Fascinating people share only the best takeaways with me over webcam. Great food and insightful conversation with the likes of Gary Neville, Sharon Horgan, George Ezra, and Dieter Von Teese.
Have you ever had a cream pie in the face?
No! So if you, like me, enjoy food and are missing restaurants, subscribe to Out to Lunch with Jay Rayner, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.